connection with the investigation. Police were looking to talk to at least one other man, is what some investigators told the Times. According to the source, Medellin lived with another person on a third-floor apartment in Hollywood. Andrew Hill, who lives on the second floor of the apartment building, still lives there. He told the newspaper that he heard a commotion on the floor above him early in the morning. It was just about 3 weeks ago. He said then he heard furniture moving as well as screaming and yelling. And he went back to bed. No, just kidding. He doesn't know what it was. A section of the park's popular hiking trail reopened on Friday. They had everything closed down so that they could search and find other parts. The discovery led to a two-day search for clues, and more body parts showed up. A cadaver dog first found the one hand. Oh, my gosh. Then the other two hands and 2 feet showed up.
Gruesome.
God. Okay, remember what I said about the body in Arizona that matches the hands, feet, and head?
Yeah, it's not him.
Investigators in California were downplaying any possible connection between the body parts case in Los Angeles and a dismembered body found in Tucson, Arizona.
Two separate people?
That's what they
said. A lot of that going on now, you know?
Seems like an odd coincidence, though, doesn't it?
What goes through your head when you decide you want to do that to somebody?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why don't you tell us, Sean?
It's too scary. Well, you know what? And I'm just going to say, it's too scary to think that. But I watch Law and Order every night, and this stuff goes on and on and on. I just can't wait to get to the next one.
Of course, they get assaulted in an hour.
Yeah, they do. I don't know.
Those are the identifying parts, but why would they put him where they can be found if they didn't want the body to be identified?
Well, that doesn't always happen. Who thinks someone's going to do that? I mean, he must have owed a lot of money, baby. Isn't that the reason they do those kind of things? Or he raped someone's sister or mother. I mean, there's no reason for it, but it's the most heinous thing. Start chopping someone up.
Jeffrey Dahmer? Yeah. They got him in
prison. Well, at least he did it for food. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, he was hungry.
It's like killing a deer and then not eating him.
I've got this old joke going through my head now. About
what is it?
The prisoner who was trying to escape. One body part at a time. Not even to tell a joke.
Don't tell it. Grieve. Leaving his famous body part last. Well, that's crazy. Anyway, well, they've cleared that up. Okay. That's crazy. Crazy stuff. Crazy stuff going on. And it's just, does it faze you much anymore? I want it to now.
That's like enough to faze anybody. That's even beyond the normal crazy.
Feet. Yeah, I guess.
And dogs were finding these things, right?
Well, once they set the dogs out, yeah, they're cadaver dogs. We'll probably find out down next week that there was quite a few body parts under there. I mean, I remember being there once. I didn't leave anything behind.
You've been up by the
maybe
sign?
My virginity. No, of course I have. Went to school in L.A.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did. We all go up there.
You got to go up kind of a winding road to get up there.
Yeah, it's crazy. I couldn't get there today if I wanted to take someone back up there.
Right.
Yeah, it's too crazy. Okay, on with more things going on in the world. I noticed here that the landslide win for Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood. Did you see that?
Yes. What a mess.
Well, I thought that was part of the problem.
Yeah, so these people are voting themselves into a dictatorship.
The final results for Egypt's parliamentary elections... No surprise, they say. The Muslim Brotherhood capturing 47% of the vote. 47%. It was all members of the Muslim Brotherhood voting, but they got it. Most people in Egypt already know that Islamist groups are not new to the political system, but they are the powerhouses now in the post-revolutionary Egypt days. Now, out of almost 28 million people who voted in these elections, almost half cast their ballots for the Muslim Brotherhood's freedom and Justice Party, known as the FJP.
Freedom, yeah.
Freedom.
Freedom for anybody but the women, I guess.
That's a staggering victory, I think.
Yeah, it's not going to be good for Egypt, that's for sure. Especially if you're a woman in Egypt or a Christian in Egypt.
The women still. There's nothing good. Women are still going to have little representation in the lower house of parliament, something that really has outraged them because they're fighting activists as well. Less than 2% are going to be female. Less than 2%. Yeah.
Well, that's better than Saudi Arabia, where they can't even drive a car, right?
That means that Islamists will control a whopping 70% of Egypt's parliament.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
Wow.
And how long after they take over do you suppose elections will just be canceled for the foreseeable future?
Well, as the new kings of the political scene, the FJP have promised to reach out to all different parties.
Yeah, right.
As long as they're serving wine. No, I don't know.
I don't see the Muslim Brotherhood reaching out to the Coptic Christians in Egypt.
And then again, maybe this is the good party. Maybe this is the good party. They say it may not be between the parties, but rather between the ruling military.
Right.
You know, because they really have the power there. It's not yet clear what authority the parliament is going to have. And there are indications the generals are actually running the country. And right. that they're not going to give
that
up.
That happens
control.
In a lot of these Islamic countries where the military acts as a balance to the Islamists. If the Islamists get too powerful, the military steps in and installs their own dictator. That's what's happened in Turkey half a dozen times.
Well, it kind of happened with Mubarak. Because remember, the military stood back.
But now they're saying the Muslim Brotherhood has so many people within the military that it's going to be tough for the military to do that.
Well, they're going to start the new parliament on Monday.
All right.
So, there you go. Interesting, huh? Landslide. Brotherhood. And when I first heard of the party over there, when everything was going on in Egypt, the revolution, and I heard the Muslim Brotherhood Party, I immediately thought, Taliban. That's horrible. Mm-hmm. I know more now.
Well, Muslim Brotherhood is the precursor to Al-Qaeda. That's where Al-Qaeda came from.
That's what they're saying. But they could be the rebel. They could be the rebels from the Muslim Brotherhood. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's right. You're
Pollyanna.
You're right.
No, let's see.
People make an organization, so there's always a chance that these people are...
That's right.
Not the same old Muslim Brotherhood, but...
They could get sick of blood.
I have to admit, I'm pessimistic.
Okay, well, you stay that way, though. I think that's a good thing to do. Also, you know, the Obama administration is preparing to close the U.S. Embassy in Damascus.
Yeah, what's going on?
They're going to evacuate all the American personnel. They're going to do it by the end of the month.
Yeah. So there goes
deterioration of the security over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. The embassy is going to be shut down. They're waiting actually for the president, Bashar al-Assad, to enhance protection for them, but he's unwilling to do that.
He's having enough troubles of his own. He probably says, I don't have enough men to spare for the U.S. embassy.
Yeah.
Because there's people rioting in Syria every day.
Every day.
He's actually shooting them. He's worse than any of these other North Africa countries that we've seen in rebellion over the last year. He is a
well, who put him
despot.
In there? Who put him in there?
How long has he been? He's the son of the guy who was the dictator before.
No, that's right. I heard that.
Right.
That's right. Yeah, he's taken over
and
now.
Everybody and everybody thought he was going to be a moderate because he was American educated and very westernized, and he just turned out to be just like his father.
You see what power does to you?
See, that's what power
does. That's what power does.
Right.
Wow. Just crazy.
But the people are not giving up in Syria. They keep demonstrating.
Yeah, they do. They're going to... We're watching that, too. I mean, I think it's all good over there. It's chilling, but things are changing, which is very good. Changing a little bit too slow. America changes a lot faster than that, and I like that. Just like, speaking of change...
Well, you know, can I say one more thing?
Okay, just one more.
You know what's a really cool country, or used to be a very cool country, is Lebanon. Lebanon was an awesome place to live. It was a democracy. It was open and vibrant, and they've been dominated by Syria for decades now. And I like to think that if Syria topples like these North Africa countries did, and the demonstrators win out, that maybe Syria's hold on Lebanon will ease, and the Lebanese can get their country back. I know there's a whole lot of Lebanese who are hoping that.
I think you should have a conversation with Colonel Hobbs on that. He is so well-versed
over
there.
Yeah, he does know a lot.
Yes, and I think you should have a conversation.
I would love to hear what he has to say on that.
Me too. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back. I want to get to Nevada news, but we got more world stuff, so we'll see what happens. Thank you for joining us here with Broadview.
Well, 1270 The Buzz.
One Nevada Credit Union. Nevada Federal is now One Nevada Credit Union. And to celebrate, we're having an auto loan blowout special. Finance or refinance with us today at rates as low as 2.98%, and we'll throw in no payments for 90 days. But hurry, this offer ends soon. See what else is new. Visit OneNevada.org today. One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you. Federally insured by the NCUA. Equal Opportunity Lender.
One Nevada Credit Union.
Nevada Federal is now One Nevada Credit Union. And to celebrate, we're waiving all points on mortgage loans. You can finance or refinance your home with us at rates as low as 4.25% fixed for 30 years. But hurry, this offer ends soon. Visit us online at OneNevada.org today or call 827-3880. One Nevada Credit Union. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
I need a dentist, cause you're sweeter than Valentine's chocolate. Ouch, I hurt my knee falling for you. Do you believe in love at first sight, or should I walk by again?
Tired of bad pickup lines? We understand. Find somebody special for Valentine's Day at Cupid.com. Hundreds of single people in your area looking for love and romance are already Cupid.com members, and more are joining every day. Give it a try now. Just sign up at Cupid.com and start meeting people and avoid bad pickup lines.
Want to get out of here and go to my place? My parents are out of town.
Heard a bad pickup line lately? Send it to us at Cupid.com. If we really hate it, you may hear it in our next ad.
Cupid, 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 Cupid.com.
Zero Fatalities reminds drivers that pedestrians can be anywhere at any time. Be aware and give them space. Pedestrians, stay alert too. Drive safe, Nevada. Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And we're talking about more of the hot topics in the world in this segment. And JP is here with me. And check out JP's column every day at jpattitude.com. Every day you have something to say in there.
I've always got something to say.
I know you do, but we're not going to... No common sense today? Or what'd you figure on that? Because let's tell them, your electricity was out.
Our power flashed out twice last night, and I had no internet this morning, so I brought in something I wrote last January.
See what I'm saying? You can't do anything without the internet anymore.
You can't, no kid. I am totally dependent on... Are you?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I realize
it,
too.
Get all my information.
And sometimes I tell myself, God, you're addicted! It's just like drugs, you know, or coffee, or beer, or wine. It's addictive.
And so when the power flashes off and back on, computers hate that.
Well, that's why you got to have a good strip. Anyway, more in the... We'll talk about that later. Well, you can do the one you did, or we'll just keep talking. Because we do have things going on this week.
A good strip. What?
A good strip.
New York strip?
Oh,
are you going to strip for us?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you mean a surge protector.
Jay's not going to strip till we get that webcam up here.
Oh, yeah, right. Nobody wants to see that, let me tell you.
So when you say strip, you really mean surge protector, correct?
I meant surge protector. Thank you. That's
right.
My
we'll
guy
get to that later,
there.
Though.
My gizmo guy, yeah. Surge protector.
Yeah.
So, Duran Van Der Schloot,
yeah.
That freak, he pled guilty in Peru?
He did.
To the woman that he met in the casino? Right. Or which murder did he plead guilty to?
He pled guilty to the murder of the Peruvian girl.
Because they're going to drop...
And his lawyer says this is a shame because this is all caused by the fact that he was falsely accused of the murder back in Aruba.
Do you really think he was still... Do you think he was falsely accused? He's a murderer. I mean, do we now doubt that he got upset?
Certainly, I think if you've killed somebody, that makes you...
Look
pretty suspect on the previous murder you were accused of.
Well, I think they should start looking for other murders in the area. I mean, you don't just start killing people. For what reason? You know, I mean, something's wrong there. So he pled guilty. Because they're making him a deal, I'm sure.
No, it's... Well, they don't have life imprisonment in Peru. A lot of countries don't, you know. Did you realize that?
Yeah, I do realize that.
Let me see what the...
His lawyer argued that the killing was... tragically triggered by fallout from the event that originally brought his client notoriety, the killing of the woman in Aruba. So his stress brought on the fact that he killed this other woman.
I think that's a pretty lame excuse.
That? Well, you try everything with the, you know, when you're...
30 years.
30 years. You gave him 30 years.
Prosecutors are asking for a 30-year prison sentence. The judge hasn't decided yet.
Does it say when his sentencing is?
No, it doesn't. Not this article, anyway.
Well, I don't care. They're not going to give up until they see if he actually did the murder in Aruba, too. They're just going to keep hammering.
If they haven't found evidence by
Natalie's
now,
mother is just determined.
She's probably celebrating right now, because I'm sure she thinks...
At least he's going to be locked
she's
up.
She's sure he did it, so...
So she and then another one. So she's thinking, well, keep him...
And from what I've
read, out of society.
Peruvian prisons are pretty primitive. Boy, there's a lot of peace.
Ooh, wow. You popped them all,
I mean,
too, didn't you?
Nasty places to serve time, so he...
Well, anytime you're locked up, it is not a good thing. Sentenced to 28 years behind bars, Stephanie Flores.
Who's that? Oh, that's the woman who
was
killed?
Yeah, that's the woman that he killed. Hmm. Okay, well, good. Good. He's put away. Put away. What else do we see? Oh, France. I wanted to talk about France. France is suspending training operations in Afghanistan, and they're actually threatening to withdraw their entire force from the country.
Right.
Yeah. After an Afghan soldier killed four French troops on Friday, French foreign minister described the attack as assassination.
Yeah. It happens every so often. One of these Afghan soldiers just turns his gun on the allies.
It just goes mad.
Turns out he was a Taliban plant.
And he had the outfit on, the military uniform. Well, that's what they're wondering. They don't know. There are at least 15 other soldiers were injured gravely. I mean, they're on death row. Brings the total number of French deaths in Afghanistan to 82. But this time, the soldiers weren't killed by the Taliban, but supposedly an Afghan ally. But they're ally. But they're looking in the alley, down in the alley with the ally.
It's just a mess, isn't
it? Yeah, they're looking into it though. It's not known if the shooter soldier was a militant dressed as an Afghanistan soldier. It's got to be a tough call, you know. I mean, it's just if they leave, it's going to create chaos. That's for sure.
I have my own theory about Afghanistan.
Do they have the right, though, to impose what they think and what they want to do, you know, their own will on the country? I don't think anybody does a tough call. What is your theory?
Well, the Taliban treated the women even worse than any other Muslim country. They were just...
You know how to get to me, don't you?
They couldn't go to school. They couldn't do anything in Afghanistan.
Well, they were supposed to cook and have babies.
So I think what we should do is issue big knives to all the women. And just let them handle the situation because they cannot possibly want the Taliban back in there.
Women like poison. They don't like knives.
Is that right? See, I just learned something.
Poison. Poison, not knives. Also, Eastman Kodak, they're calling it quits.
Is that a weird
thing? Can't believe it. I mean, 132 years. 132 years? Wow. I mean, they were trailblazers.
No kidding.
Kodak.
But,
you know?
But who needs film, right?
Linda McCartney. Kodak.
Yeah.
Family.
It's like an institution. Family. That's like hearing General Motors is bankrupt.
The CEO, Antonio Perez, called the decision a necessary step, right thing to do, you know, for the future of Kodak. In its court filing, the company says its assets total $5.1 billion and the debts are like $6.8 billion.
Doesn't sound good, does
it? Yeah, no. Ironically, many of his assets are patents for digital innovations that Kodak actually pioneered.
Right.
Yeah. But then they were capitalized by competitors.
So they're like what would you say the numbers were? They're $1 billion in debt?
$1 billion? $6.8 billion.
And assets are?
5.1.
So $1.7 billion.
Yeah.
In other words, like a half hour for the
and they
US
have
government.
Yeah, exactly. And they have 18,000 employees.
Wow.
18,000.
What are they all doing?
Well, they say that the retirees, the shareholders, management, and all of the bankruptcy losers are going to be taken care of. That Kodak expects to pay employees wages and benefits. It's going to restructure. You know, it's the Chapter 11.
So, I don't pay that much attention. Are there still film developing places in all the drugstores? Do people still use film?
Well, there are some, but I mean, who does? With a what?
I mean, the digital
cameras. Brownie. Those are in the antique museums. Nobody has a Brownie anymore.
There's got to be people using film, but I don't see it.
I don't